Hare Krishna. So we'd like to welcome everyone to the first Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education Varshana Japa Retreat. Hare Krishna. So we are very fortunate to have all the devotees here. One of them, Her Grace Jagatarini Mataji, has become quite famous in ISKCON for her ability to reveal the Dham to the devotees who hear her describing the Dham. So she's very kindly agreed right now to introduce all of us to Varshana. And I'd like to request Mataji to please come and speak to us.
I doubt there's anyone here who has not been here to Varshana before. But if there is anyone, one, any others? Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. All right. So this Varshana is perhaps the sweetest place in all of Vrindavan. If you would like to come to a place where you would feel the atmosphere of that place nurturing you, and supporting you and allowing your bhakti kripa to develop, then there's no other place quite like Varshana. So one reason for this is because this is the eternal residence of Srimati Radharani. And of course she is the pleasure-giving potency of Krishna, and also the Ladini Shakti means she's the one who is in control of bhakti. She's Bhakti Devi herself. So if you want some devotion to Krishna, you want some feeling in your heart, then this is the perfect place to seek it. Lord Brahma himself, he was anxious to do some service here in Vrindavan. And so he prayed and prayed and prayed and performed many austerities, and he was given the benediction that he wanted, which was to appear in Vrindavan as a hill. So this is called Brahma Parvat, this particular hill. And just as Lord Brahma has four heads, so this hill also has four peaks. And on top of each of those peaks, some very wonderful and sweet pastimes between Radha and Krishna took place. So perhaps we will visit some of those places, and if not, we'll certainly hear about them. Another reason why Varshana is so sweet is because it is the place of paternal affection for Srimati Radharani. It is also known as Vrishabhanupur. And if you look just in this direction over here, you can see, perhaps from here, there is one kund known as Vrishabhanu Kund. And in some kalpas, of course, Srimati Radharani appears in Raval, as maybe you have been there to Raval. But sometimes she also appears here, floating in a beautiful way on the top of Vrishabhanu Kund. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj picks her up and brings her up to his palace, which is somewhere like this beautiful temple-like palace on the top of this one head of Lord Brahma. So it's a place where if you want mercy, you have to go to somebody who can give it to you. So we say you should go to Srimati Radharani if you want to learn to love Krishna. And if you want to learn about Srimati Radharani, if you have some feeling that you need to understand or inquire further about her, then you must go to somebody who loves her very dearly. So Varshana is the place of Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtita Devi, and we may even get an opportunity to see them in their temple at the base of this hill. So whenever I come to Varshana, I always feel happy. Every time I come, all the time I'm here, I feel very happy, very peaceful, like I've come home. It's the place where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays in some of his bhajans that I wish to take my birth in Varshana, because this is the place where one can learn to serve Radha and Krishna very nicely. So this is just a brief explanation. There's so much more to be said, and so much more will be heard while we're here. But please feel very much at home here, and don't feel any discomfort or fear. And if you feel some discomfort in your mind, you pray, please, 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 Srimati Radharani, be merciful to me. I am just here trying to become a devotee. Please, if you would help me, I would be so grateful. And definitely, without a doubt, definitely, you will get all the help that you desire and require in this place. So thank you very much. It's so wonderful to be here with so many sincere devotees. And I look forward to meeting many of you one-to-one later in this retreat. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Jagatvini Mataji. Hare Krishna. For introducing us to Varshana Dham. And now we'd like to request His Holiness Satchinandan Swami Maharaj to introduce us to this week's retreat.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha.
On the way here, Burijam Prabhu told me that one must be very, very careful at this holy place with one's desires because they become fulfilled. For instance, when the generator made noise yesterday, just before my window, I very strongly desired, may this break. And the generator, after 5 minutes, broke down, irreparable. Coming here, I was thinking maybe I have already used my benediction.
Radharani will give me
control over one generator. But still, if I would have another desire, I would like to have many expansions now and greet all of you personally. I'm greatly surprised to see some of you whom I never expected to come to this program. And if I would now start to greet all of you personally, the sun would set before Burijam Prabhu speaks. So therefore I want to greet you afterwards. This is the first japa retreat which the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education offers. The Govardhan retreat, as you will see, has already become quite well known in our society, and there are many who make plans to attend. But for this retreat, the japa retreat, we are all pioneers who start on a very fascinating journey, a journey with the holy name, where we hope that the holy name will unfold more and more of his glories. I would like to speak about a few points in relationship to this japa retreat, points which are very important. The first is that there is a difference between what we believe to be true and our experience of it. There's a difference between the philosophy which we have adopted and the vital experience of life, spiritual life. Philosophy can sometimes be quite analytical, intellectual, but the experience of Krishna consciousness is something which is certainly going beyond it. It's an experience which is practical, which is pervading not only the brain and the intelligence, but our whole existence. Many devotees experience that there is a gap in German language, eine Lücke, ein Zwischenraum. A space which is never really filled between their beliefs and what they have experienced in Krishna consciousness, between the philosophy and their own heart and their transformations. This difference between the two poles, philosophy and Krishna consciousness or experience, can only be bridged over with what is called spiritual practice or sadhana. Krishna consciousness can, in other words, never be understood just by the intellect, by the mind, or even by your belief systems. You can only experience Krishna consciousness if you experience the transformation of the heart and if you taste with that heart, that purified heart, the supreme, the service to the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada would always give the example of honey. No matter how good you are in explanation, you will never be able to explain honey, the taste of honey, to someone who has never tasted honey. The only way for that person to experience the honey is to open the honey jar, stick his hand into the honey, and then eat it in a cultured or uncultured way, whatever. So, a retreat is really a place where we devote ourselves exclusively to the practice so that we will gain an understanding of the experience of Krishna consciousness. A retreat is something where we want to enter into our relationship with Krishna. This is my second point. How will you ever understand Krishna? Krishna can be only understood through a relationship. Those who worship deities know that only if they serve the deity can they understand that this is the Lord personally who is there before them. With the mind and the intellect, it cannot be understood. So Lord Krishna can only be understood through a relationship of service. In a retreat, we try to enter deeper into this one relationship, this relationship with Krishna. Relationships always mean a two-way communication. When one of the ways is, or one of these two ways breaks down, there is a communication breakdown, and with it, a breakdown of the relationship. Lord Krishna has invested much into the relationship with the jivas. In Brahma Samhita, it states that there is an eternal relationship of kinship. Kinship means like relative. Krishna has appeared in the deity forms, Krishna has appeared in the shastras, Krishna has appeared in the hearts of the devotees, and finally, in the holy name, he has invested so much. How much have you invested in your relationship with Krishna? Most of us have sleepy relationships with Krishna, relationships where they don't put so much, where they have maybe switched on the mechanical and automatic execution of the spiritual practices which they do. And as a result, they experience a broken relationship with Krishna, something where Krishna is not revealed to them, where the plan which Krishna has for their lives is not clear for them. A broken relationship means also that in that relationship you experience the dryness of the heart. You're not moved any longer by a feeling of Krishna's presence. In this retreat, We hope to repair the broken relationship with Krishna. We hope to make it a very, very vital relationship. We hope to make it into a full circle. If Lord Krishna is here, this is a systematic demonstration. Lord Krishna is here. Or let us place him where the temple is. Here. And you are here. Lord Krishna has made so much of an endeavor to reach you. How much of an endeavor have you made? That's the you, that's the Krishna. To reach Lord Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. Only if there is a circle of a relationship. Circle. Will it be a full relationship? Will it be a satisfying relationship? Will you experience revelations? In this retreat, we want to enter a full relationship. I want to now speak a little bit about our symbol of the retreat. Please look at the beautiful temple of Vashana, the place of Srimati Radharani. Look at it often. Imprint it into your heart as you spend these 5 days here with us, because you will need it for your life. Radharani was requested by Lord Krishna to appear in this world, and she said, no, I will not go to a place where there is no Giriraj and where there is no Yamuna. Then Lord Krishna looked towards Giriraj in Golok Vrindavan and towards Yamuna and said, you have heard what Radharani said, appear on planet Earth. And Giriraj and Yamuna followed the order of Lord Krishna and appeared here. Then Krishna turned to Radharani and said, will you appear now? And she said, no. What else do you want? I don't want to see anything else than you, my Lord. I don't want to see the world. Well, said Krishna, we can arrange. You will be born blind, and when you will open only your eyes when you see me. So when Srimati Radharani appeared on a lotus flower, like Jagatarini has revealed to us, and when Vrishabhanu Maharaj saw that lotus flower with the golden effulgence, he went to the lotus flower. He saw, this is the child I have prayed for. And took Radharani in great joy. There was music and everything. But when he brought her home, he saw, this child has never opened the eyes. She's blind. One defect is there. Strong defect. Blind defect. Later, Narada Muni visited Srimati Radha, the house of, or the palace of Maharaj Vrishabhanu. And he desired, can I see your newborn child? Vrishabhanu said, yes, but she is blind. Can you bless her? Narada Muni went trembling before the little child. And when he stood before the cradle, praying, he saw a wonder. The people of Vashana will tell you what this wonder is. They say, Radharani came out of the cradle and showed herself as the beautiful maiden whom you will see on our central altar when we go downstairs. A beautiful darshan of the most exquisite goddess, Srimati Radhika. And she said, I am waiting for Krishna. Then I will open my eyes. Narada Muni prayed to her. And later when Krishna came as a little boy, and came to the cradle, Radharani felt her Lord coming. Krishna pulled himself up the cradle, looked through the cradle, and then Radharani's eyes opened and she saw Krishna for the first time. My dear devotees, this is also a motto. It is said angels are blind to the world. Srimati Radharani is, I don't think we could call her an angel, that's a Western definition. I mean, that's a Western saying, angels are blind to the world. Radharani has blue eyes because she only sees Krishna, and Krishna is in her eyes, in her mind. In Vashana, at the retreat, we can learn this, to become blind to the distractions of the world, and fully seeing Krishna. Welcome to the retreat of the blind men and the blind women. Yes, we want to become blind to Maya, blind to the world of illusions, blind to the world of non-God, and we want to become seeing to the divine world. We want that the coverings of illusion, which now make us spiritually blind, are taken away by the power of the holy name. This is explained in many shastras, and tomorrow we will hear more about it. Our becoming materially blind, or let us better say, spiritually seeing. I want to say it in such a way that we can even publish this lecture in Times of India and Times of America and Times of China. So I shouldn't use such a disturbing language. We want to open our spiritual eyes to see the Lord. And we want to uncover the ignorance and the forgetfulness, the jaundice which has the material disease which keeps us covered from not seeing Krishna. And our means for this is the holy name. I wanted to say more, but I want to now talk a little bit. We should, time is also there, about retreats. What I will say now will be new for you, and it will be also interesting for you. Please be very attentive. You will need these informations. It will also be a little thought-provoking, what you will hear now. In a retreat, we want to create a new space of experience. In English language, you call this a liminal space. I repeat it for the non-English world. L-I-M-I-N-A-L. Then you can look it up in your dictionary. If you look it up in a German dictionary, it means ein Grenzbereich. We have some German-speaking audience here. Ein Grenzbereich, it is something which is in between. It's a new space in which a new experience can be made. We all live in our self-constructed comfort zones. And as long as we act within those comfort zones, we will not get new experiences. We will only get more of the same experience which we are making. When we had this wonderful Japa retreat in Washington, D.C., with the leaders of our American Yatra, not all of them were able to attend
this time, but with many leaders, we said, Prabhus, if you keep on doing the same things which you already do in your chanting and in your spiritual practice, you will get the same results which you are already getting. It's very, very illusory to think that by continuing to doing the same thing, you will get some different results. It's very illusory. So in this japa retreat, we will, through to a journey, we will all move together out of our usual space of experience, and we will enter a new space. Tomorrow you will enter the most unbelievable space in the universe. It's a surprise. And the day after tomorrow, you will actually even go in an adventurous spirit to a total different atmosphere. You have never been in such an atmosphere. The organizers of this retreat have created this experience for you so that you can step out of your ordinary life and really get some total new Krishna conscious experience, new in the sense of more deep, more rich, more fulfilling as a relationship to Krishna. You have been given a notebook. Oh, it's a note. When we go on a retreat, we want to be like the empty notebook, which you have now. And we want a new experience to come and spread over the pages of our heart, the pages of our life. A retreat, in other words, is something which is very, very, very serious. In old times, people would have retreats usually for a number of 40 days. A little while ago, I met this very, very wonderful friend of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. His name is Ramesh Baba. Maybe some of you have heard about him. With Yagya Purusha Prabhu, we innocently drove with our bicycles right into the Parikram party of 8,000 bridge basis, singing beautifully the glories of the Lord. And in the evening, we were invited to a wonderful evening. This is a group of 8,000 people who make a Parikram for 40 days. 40. Why they make this pilgrimage? They make it to enter into the liminal space, the space in which where they leave their ordinary lives as farmers, and we met also lawyers, a lawyer from Bombay was there, to experience Krishna in a new way, their relationship to Krishna. The Sufis had a period of 40 days, still have it, where they do fasts and prayers. The North Americans have retreats with sweat lodges, and some of you are from Australia. The original Australians have this, they call it dream time, where they walk for a long time through the nature, just depending on the nature. So really, in that space where they separate from their old life to become new, open for new impressions, that's their idea. It's something very ancient. It's not speculated, in other words, by the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. It's something very, very ancient. You will actually move out of your own life, and I mean not just physically, but also mentally, and pray for new experiences, like our blissful director for, what is your title, Prashanta? Director for Vedic knowledge, or our director G said, smiling, pray, 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 Prabhus. She was right. we want that on the pages of our lives, Radharani's merciful handwriting appears with new revelations. How can you create this liminal space, this space of experience? Well, we have helped you by creating rustic accommodations for you. We expect you to separate yourselves from the outside world. No emails, no phone. Yes, only Yagya Purusha and Braj Bihari is allowed to phone because they are very important connections. Those of you who expect to phone with the world, please come to myself and speak with me about it. I will give you. I'm a kind person. I will give you, but we have to see because we will take full responsibility for your experience. You should now. Today is a soft day. We enter slowly because it is also a soft place. Don't worry, it won't be. We enter softly into a new thing. We request you to adopt habits like punctuality. That will be a hard one for me, but I will do it. Be there at the times. Full participation is very essential because we are now a group which enters onto a journey. When we move into a space much more intense than the Himalayan mountains, the space of your consciousness, together, we need all of you. Please go early to bed and also go early up, except for tomorrow. Then tomorrow you can sleep a little to get into the world. And see yourself as a community of searchers. We are all together in this journey, and we will share with each other. There will be sharing groups which will be facilitated by the best of the facilitators. Our Braj Bihari Prabhu will put his best experiences to work with all of us. How you can ruin your retreat? You could ruin your retreat by setting too many goals or by playing the super religious Hare Krishna monk or monkini. What is monkini? No, that's not a good word because it's very similar to an English word, which nun, Hare Krishna practitioner, devotee. You could ruin everything because in this retreat we want to create a space where we are absolutely not in control. And if you push yourself and if you make this must happen and that must happen, if you determine already the outcomes, this will not be good. Instead, open your heart, leave space for Lord Krishna, and adopt something which is very important if you enter a new area. Mother Sukavaha, very nice devotee from our New York preaching center, cultural center, she said something in the last retreat when it was sharing. She said one should be in the beginner's mind. Do you know the beginner's mind? It's something like you're a little trembling. You're approaching God. You are new. You are not a knowing, wise old person. You are ready to learn. Only then you can give yourself to the holy names. Please always remember to make an experience of Krishna, to make an experience of the relationship to Krishna, to make an experience of the holy name is entirely, I want to repeat this word, entirely dependent on the mercy. And mercy you cannot control with your intellectual patterns and so on. So have the beginner's mind of what we say in our language, humility, and remember what you wish is mercy, not merit. This is a little bit what is retreat all about. We could say more to please Burijan Prabhu. No, we will hand the microphone over to Burijan Prabhu now. We want to end with a sweet. You all know when Krishna disappeared from the gopis, they went searching for him all over Vrindavan. But finally, when they could not find him, they went to the banks of the Yamuna and they chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is what happened. And then Krishna appeared in their midst. And there was a discussion why the gopis asked him why he had disappeared. Most probably we will hear a little about this discussion. At the end, Radharani was there and Krishna said, I want to give you a blessing. Radharani looked at him, said, My dear Lord, I beg one thing of you. So Krishna felt already a little shaky. I mean, he had left the gopis behind. And now it was time for him to make it all up. And he said, Yes, yes, I'm ready to give it. Radharani said, My Lord, I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for the devotees who come to Vrindavan Dham. Please. Yes, yes, yes. Please. Fulfill all their aspirations and desires to meet you in this dham. And Krishna had been captured. He could not get out of this. He had said, I will fulfill all your desires. And now Radharani had asked the very, very high compensation, the very, very difficult request that for everyone who comes here, their aspirations should be fulfilled. Krishna could not give answers, no, only under certain conditions I will fulfill their desires. Krishna had to say an all-inclusive yes. So here in this holy dham, especially this part of Vrindavan where Radharani is under control, is in charge, Vrindavaneshwari, her place. If you develop genuine spiritual aspirations, they will be fulfilled. You have made it. I mean, not yet. Now you are just getting warm and you are thinking maybe, oh, I have come to this retreat. This is intense. I wanted to come for some easy entertainment, but this is not what it is all about. Okay. Prabhus, Matajis, believers and doubters, you have made the right decision. You have come to the right spot. Now it's only up to you to tune yourself slowly. Give yourself and your bodies time to arrive here, but then slowly come into the mood of the retreat and the mood of the spiritual searcher, the beginner who enters into, who leaves his ordinary life behind and enters into a space where he can make an experience of Krishna. And we will Burijam Prabhu and the other presenters will guide you very carefully. We have done this many times. Don't worry, you will not believe how you are at the end of the retreat. It will be completely different, I can promise you, if you tune yourself in slowly, slowly, slowly. All your aspirations will be fulfilled. With this, we will end and we will say with great happiness, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. By the way, this is very, very, why are you saying so softly? Are you having throat problems? Please say properly. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shah.